The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
It started out as Quad Smash, then Octo Smash, and now it's Deca Smash.
Deca Smash!
10 songs, all played at the same time. You identify an artist and a title of the song they're singing, and you become a lucky idiot. Then you're in the drawing for Dumber Than the Show trivia, and you have idiot benefits and everything else. Just that simple.
Right on.
Steve, you got a theme. We don't get to know the theme until the end, or until you figure it out. In fact, we probably won't ever even say it on the air.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe we will.
Oh,
maybe we
John will. Thinks he knows a song. Hi, John. John, name an artist and a title from Deca Smash, please.
Tommy warned me. I thought you guys were going to play it first and then...
We are. I'm just
somebody.
Messing with you. Yeah. Stop your crying. I'll put you on hold. All right, Steve. Play Deca Smash and we'll go back to John.
Are you guys ready?
And then Tim.
For 10 songs all at once?
Yes.
Around here we call it...
Deca Smash!
I'm sorry, Steve. You're only playing one song. Now it's gone. Well, John, there's 10 to choose from. I bet you know one of them.
Lights by Journey.
Yes, sir.
Wow, that was the one you picked out. I'm impressed, John.
Yeah, because those lyrics came in late.
Yeah, they do.
10 seconds in or so.
Well done, John. Hold on.
Voice is very identifiable.
When the lights go down in the city.
It's killing it on this. That's an impressive pull on that one. All right. Should we do Nano Smash or should we see if Tim knows one before you play it?
That's not how we do it, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Nano Smash!
Nano Smash!
Hard to hear anything past that.
All right, Tim. We're down to Nano Smash. Can you make it 8 by identifying one song and its artist?
I cannot. In all honesty, I'm calling for the last Deca Smash to answer the song that no one got. So
okay, well, go ahead and say it.
Vanilla.
This is John in Kalamazoo. Hello, John.
Hello.
You're spicy today.
How are you, John?
Yeah.
Good.
John, do you know one of the songs and the artist that played there?
Doors. Like, come on, baby, light my fire.
Mm-mm.
Doors, light my fire.
There you go. Yeah. He's all frustrated with us. Light my fire. Come on, you know what I'm talking about.
Man.
Well done, John.
that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Shine the sacred light on
fire.
The time to hesitate is through.
If you take one away from Nano Smash, what does that leave, Maitland?
Octo
Smash! Oh, that was fun.
That scared me.
Yeah, it was very demonic.
Octo Smash!
Now it's, boy, that one, it was like it got louder.
Yeah, somebody turned that one up.
Yeah.
Chris in Albany, there's Octo Smash. You could make it less. Artist and title, please.
I can't make any of them out yet.
That is unfortunate with your proximity to being on the radio show.
Disappointing.
Thank you, Chris.
That is disappointing for you.
This is Chris in Grand Rapids. Hello, Chris. Chris, Crow,
someone
Chris.
Took mine. I'm trying to hang up. My freaking thing's not working.
You're trying to hang up. And you're,
my God! You don't have an answer, and you don't know how to hang up.
I can't get off the phone.
That is awful.
Let me go.
Yeah, we're not going to hang up on you. It's just this is it forever.
Yeah.
Hello, Leah in New Hampshire. I bet you're going to do better than those two dudes named Chris. Not the radio show, but the guys.
Did I hear "Take on Me" by Aha?
You did. Not.
Blake in Tennessee. Hello, Blake.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Great, Blake. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Okay.
I heard Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Sure about that?
Don't think you did.
I'm sure. It's the end of the song. It's clear.
It is. I said correct?
Yep, yeah.
Well done, Blake.
Oh, no wonder it was hard. I guess I didn't realize how subtly this song started.
Either.
I'm used to hearing it from here.
Oh, I know why I didn't know the title of this song. I've only ever paid attention to it when it was a Dumber Than the Show intro.
Yeah.
I've been trying to call. I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe. I'm going through a drought. You don't even have to do too much.
Remember when he did the Super Bowl and he got stuck in all the mirrors?
Yep.
That's the only part that was fun.
Disagree. This was a really good halftime show.
It was?
It was good, yeah.
I think so.
I thought so, yeah. As I remember. I don't remember.
He blew up on the internet after this because the memes of him getting, like, lost
after
all this stuff. That's why people made fun of it, but he sounded great.
And then there were seven. Seven songs remain on Decca Smash.
You mean...
Septo Smash!
David in Muskegon, Michigan's chomping at the bit. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. I had the weekend, too. I can't hear anything now.
Oh, man.
Man. Okay.
It's a shame.
Sorry, David. Tom in Mountaintop, Pennsylvania. Hello, Tom. Shout it.
How you doing? I hear Stand By Me by Benny King.
No, you do not. I'm sorry, Tom.
Bob in New Hampshire. Live Free or Die, Bob. And Bob hung up as soon as he did. He chose Die.
You got to say it, Bob.
Yeah. Bob. Mike in Nashville. Hello, Mike.
Hey there.
How's it going?
I'm thinking about Monster Mash, but I can't remember who sings it.
Oh, Bobby Boris Pickett?
Yeah.
No.
Not in there. No. I mean, was he playing the game or just saying, I really like that song?
Yeah, I've been thinking
about this song for a while.
He's probably trying to guess a theme.
Trying to know if it's a true story.
Been
Ethan in Grand Rapids. Hello, Ethan.
Oh, man, terrible. I was calling about Blinding Lights, too, so I got nothing.
God, you must feel like a real idiot.
I sure do.
Yeah. Thank you, Ethan. You should. Russ is in Louisiana. Hi, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to guess Blinded by the Light, Manfred Mann.
And his Earth Band?
That's the one. Oh, I know your theme, Steve.
Yeah.
Russ, well
Pretty
done.
Easy to track this one this week.
I got it now.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
It's taken me way too long, and I refuse to Google it, but he doesn't actually say wrapped up like a douche, does
no,
he?
No, I mean, well, yes, yes, he says wrapped up like a douche.
Well, the...
That's what it sounds like to me, Bailey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no big deal.
That's how, you know, Springsteen wrote this.
Oh, did he?
He did. And, yeah, he was known for wrapping up douches when he was a street urchin.
But what does he actually say?
He Deuce. Says wrapped up like a douche.
Does anyone, does he know, was he known for saying, writing songs about deuces?
Well, deuce, like in the context, it's like a little, deuce little deuce coupe.
Not like,
yeah, it's
not like a turd wrapped in toilet paper.
No, yeah. it's revved up like a deuce.
Not wrapped up like a deuce.
I didn't want my boyfriend to see I made a dookie. Yeah.
I'm wrong in every sense.
Yes, revved up like
Kelly,
a deuce.
Kelly, you ever fish one out of a toilet to take with you in your purse?
Obviously.
Like every girl's done that, right, Maitland?
What, where you poop at someone's house and then you take it with you because you don't want them to find out?
Yeah, purse dung.
No, I've never done that.
You should, Maitland. It's super fun.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Then if you know it's going great, you take it home, flush it in your own toilet. If it's not going great, you rub it on their windshield under the wipers.
Oh, mm-hmm.
If you want to feel like you're on the beach, squish it like a jellyfish.
Yeah,
wow.
Ooh,
that was so multi-purpose.
It's very confusing when you poop a jellyfish.
Oh, it is.
That's when the trouble starts. On the way, second half of Deca Smash, which we're down to six.
Six.
So yeah. It'll be Sexo Smash.
Do you want
to play it to give people an idea, or hang on to it? For the beginning of the next segment. Okay, give them 6 seconds.
Yeah, let's hear some.
Tell us an artist and a title. You'll be a lucky idiot.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.